Radio Network.
We are now into hour number four on this Thursday edition. Lord Mons will be with us about 15 after because it's important for him to be able to finish what he was covering. Recapping for stations that just joined us, they had a university professor, hydrologist, I guess, write this straw man attack that got a lot of collectivist parasite coverage, saying that he'd been discredited. But then when you look at the slideshow, none of it is what Lord Christopher Monken has ever said at scienceandpublicpolicy.org. And when he talks about world government being announced, that's all over the news. So, Lord Monken, in this segment and the next, you've got the floor. Run through the straw man attack he used, the tactics he used.
Right. So, first of all, we've dealt with bad faith, where he didn't tell me he was doing this. And the absolute academic rule, if you're going to attack somebody, particularly by accusing him of misrepresentation and dodgy data and straw men and sleight of hand and other things he's hurled at me, then it's very important you let the person know you're going to do this so that he can mount a reply at more or less the same time. That he didn't do. And that on its own would be an offence for which he would be dismissed from a real university. But then he only belongs to this half-assed Catholic Bible College, whose president, Father Dennis J. Deese, whose email address is djdease@stthomas.edu. That's djdease@stthomas.edu.
And now the honor of Lord Monken is in question. I dare say.
I want everyone who is listening to that, take that email address down and write to Father Deese, telling him that he must investigate the matters I have drawn to his attention.
But doesn't he know that you've, I mean, to interrupt, but I want you to get into that you've routed all these other fraudulent professors and that he's picked a fight with a quite large dragon?
I don't think he's realized yet. I think he thinks he can get away with this, but I'm already talking to some of the university's largest funders, and they are going to start cutting off funding unless he gets on and gets off his bottom and does his job as president of the university and has this man, Abraham, hauled up in front of a committee of his peers to examine whether or not I am telling the truth or he is telling the truth.
Okay, well, let's go through the laundry list.
All right, let's have a look at what he does. First of all, he says, I'm the professor here, Monkton's a layman, being paid by fossil fuel interest. Well, no, I'm not. I received no payment whatsoever for my talk at St. Paul, Minnesota, the one that he's attacking me for. I don't receive any payment from fossil fuel interests. And all of that was simply a lie. But apparently, in this Bible college, lying is part of what they regard as their Christian mission. I've already written to the bishop about it, but of course the bishop likewise these days probably so busy sorting out the problems with little boys that he hasn't got time to deal with this one. I haven't had a reply from the bishop. But Abraham starts off by, he can't even get his own math right. Time and time again he gets his sums wrong and then blames me. Then he tells the main thing that's really serious about this is lie after lie after lie after lie. What he does is he keeps on saying that I've said things about work by scientists, which I haven't in fact said. He then gets on to the scientist concerned and says, Monkton said this about you. What do you think of that? The scientist said, that guy Monkton's absolutely terrible. I never said anything of the kind. And then he repeats that in his talk. And here's an example. He falsely led, this is Abraham, this wretched little man from St. Paul, Minnesota, falsely led a third-party scientist, David Hathaway, who's a solar physicist, to believe that I had misrepresented Hathaway as having suggested that variations in the sun play a dominant role in climate change.
Which you've never said that. I've interviewed you probably 15, 20 times. I've read most of your stuff.
Yeah.
You're always saying no one knows about the climate, and for them to claim that they know when it's so complex is asinine. And but I mean, this is so egregious to go get other preeminent people to attack you by misrepresenting your words.
That's what he's done. It's outrageous. And this fellow, Abraham, knew that I had not, in this talk that he said he was attacking, I had not cited any opinion of Hathaway whatsoever. I had shown a graph by him. I had drawn my own conclusion from that graph, not in any way attributing my conclusion to Hathaway, and I had then cited the conclusion of an eminent pair of scientists, Cassetta and West, to the effect that two-thirds of the recent global warming was solar. That was not...
Stay there. We're coming right back. It's incredible.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we're now 8 minutes into this fourth and final hour today. I'll be back, of course, tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. Back Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. abbreviated Sunday broadcast. Because there's so much news and information. We're going to cover news and take your calls after Lord Christopher Monckton leaves us. Jack McLam is popping in about the BP situation as well. Lord Monckton, we've got an 80-plus page breakdown that you sent him 2 weeks ago. He won't respond. And so I guess you're starting an opening salvo here. You said in the next few days, one more chance. You're going to publish it. We're going to put it up on Infowars.com. And I understand you're flabbergasted by just the complete fabrication, but sometimes they say Hitler said the bigger the lie, the more they'll believe it, but also the bigger the lie, the faster it'll fall. So just run over some of the other deceptions.
Let's just take one example. He said that I had misrepresented the work of Dr. David Barber, who's a climate researcher. Now, there's just one problem with that. I had not cited that researcher's work at any point in my talk, nor indeed have I ever done so. He just made it up. Then he said that I had conducted and had then misrepresented the results of a Google Scholar search for scientific papers containing all the words global climate and change between 2004 and 2007. Abraham also alleged that the quantity of scientific papers retrieved in the search, I said it was 539, had been a complete fabrication. He's accusing me of a lie. Because he says there were far more than that. Now, Abraham knew when he said his lie, because I had said so in the talk he was commenting on and made clear in the relevant slide that the search hadn't been done by me. It had been done by Klaus Martin Schulte, a very distinguished researcher. Mr. Schulte's search results had been reported in 2006 in a peer-reviewed journal from which I had quite legitimately and accurately cited a key result. The database searched was not Google Scholar, but the ISI Web of Science database. The search was not for all of the words global climate and change, but for the exact phrase global climate change, because that phrase is a standard one used in searches of this kind. The search period hadn't been 2004 to 2007, but 2004 to mid-February 2007, which makes a difference to the number of papers.
So basically, he just made up whatever he wanted.
And that contrary to the allegation of complete fabrication, Mr. Schulte's search had indeed retrieved 539 scientific papers, and not the several thousand that Abraham's Google Scholar search had turned up on a completely different subject. So he had got wrong the database we searched, the search term we used, the period over which the search was conducted. Everything that had been plainly and accurately stated in my talk. He just lies about it and then says that I am guilty of a complete fabrication.
Well, sir, you know the British is even more stronger, but under U.S. law, the definition of defamation, libel, or slander is premeditatedly manufacturing lies about someone to damage them. And this just from the preliminary here, it goes on and on, sounds like it fits the very definition of that.
I mean, I think we are going to be looking at a legal case if we can't get any sense out of the president of the university, who, again, if you're listening to this, I want you to email this creep of a president, Father Dennis J. Deese, that's D-J-D-E-A-S for sugar, E, at stthomas.edu. D-J-D-E-A-S for sugar, E, at stthomas.edu. And tell him to do his job.
Well, this is an assault on you. I mean, this is an assault on you to create this scurrilous list of fiction and then say it's real. I mean, run through some more of it.
Yes, here's another one. He said that I'd misrepresented the findings in a paper by Dr. Lloyd Keegwin. Now, in fact, I had merely reproduced a graph by Dr. Keegwin showing that there was evidence that in that graph the medieval warm period had been warmer than the present. And he just...
But everyone admits that. Everyone admits that going back to the Maxim back in the start of the Bronze Age, what, 8,000 years ago, that was going on. I mean, look, even the mainstream media admits you've been right about the cooling for 9 years. I mean, you've overturned their entire fraud.
Here's another wonderful one. Abraham falsely represented me as having misrepresented the results of a paper by Noon et al., although Abraham knew when he told this lie in his talk that I had correctly reproduced a graph from that paper, which was about Antarctica. And Abraham then also knew that a comment on the internet from one of the authors of the paper to the effect that the Arctic is today warming rapidly had no bearing whatsoever on my use of a graph from that paper, which was demonstrating the reality of the medieval warm period in Antarctica. This guy, Abraham, knows so little climate science, he can't even tell the difference between the medieval warm period and the present, or the Antarctic and the Arctic. That's how ludicrous.
So he was floating around at 1,000-year, multi-1,000-year, 500-year intervals, not even knowing where he was.
And not even knowing the difference exactly. Not even knowing the difference
between... Wait a minute, he didn't even know what the medieval warm period, when they had grapes in England?
He doesn't appear to have understood that at all, because I was citing a paper that was looking at that period. He then gets hold of one of the authors and finds on their website a statement about the Arctic today. Well, that has nothing to do with the Antarctic in the medieval warm period 1,000 years ago.
Well, the Antarctic is the southern and the Arctic's the north. He didn't even know that.
He didn't even know that. And he stands by...
Excuse me, my six-year-old knows that, Lord Monckton.
That's right. I wrote to him, and I gave him a copy of or at least the president of the university gave him a copy of my letter to the president of the university pointing that one out, and he stands by his position that the Antarctic and the Arctic are the same. I mean, that's what he says when he says, I stand by my position. He's standing by all these lies.
I'm sorry, but that one blew me away.
He doesn't know.
I could go on and on and on and on. There are literally hundreds of these. And what I've done is I've done a very long letter. It's 84 pages long to Abraham himself, which he hasn't replied to except to say he stands by his position. He stands by all these lies, even though it's plain and absurd that they're lies. It's quite clear that they're lies. Of course, this discredits him utterly in the eyes of his colleagues, in the eyes of academia generally, and he's about to be made a big fool of.
And turnabout's fair play. I mean, you are a formidable intellect. If you've done your research, I mean, you're one of the few people who's going to be addressing the World Federation of Scientists, who is a layman, and I think this guy has no idea that he's got a tiger by the tail.
I think he has every idea of that now, which is why he's I think, on legal advice, he's decided not to dig himself any further in. You see, if he admits he got it wrong, I'd be willing to say, fine, admit you got it wrong, put up a, you know, take this. This is being broadcast on the university's web server, and every slide has the imprint of the
university. No, I know. I saw it a few weeks ago, and I've ignored it just because, I mean, I've seen these people lie continually, and,
yeah.
I mean, he ought to get hired by...
The reason why this one's interesting is that this is clearly a lot of money has been spent on this, and it wasn't his money. Somebody has backed this, and somebody has organized it, and it's been very artfully done. So if you first look at it, you think, oh, my God, what a complete lunatic Monckton is. He doesn't know the first thing about anything. It's only when you've seen my letter to Abraham, which just goes through it point by point by inexorable point, that you see just what a liar this man is and just how very foolish the president of the university, Father D.J. Deeks, is not to investigate the matter. And if you're listening to this and you want to help out here and get the truth to register once again in academia, then email DJDEA@stthomas.edu. That's STTHOMAS.edu.
We'll also, Lord Monckton, get a story out about this in the next few days, and we'll put the phone numbers up there because I know the standard of libel, slander, defamation, because I'm a radio host.
Yeah.
And when I first got into radio, I had to, you know, sit there with lawyers and be taught all this in quite a few little classes.
Yeah.
But the fact, if their lawyer's telling them to not retract, their lawyer's not telling them the right thing. If they premeditatedly lied about you, the only hope they've got is to reverse and apologize. If they keep it out there, they are going to be sunk.
Well, they are indeed, and I'm just waiting to... I'm giving them every chance because the courts don't like this to be a sort of political football. So what I like to do is, because I have had to sue for libel on two or three occasions before, I've always succeeded. I've never lost.
You sent him a tort letter, basically.
No, I haven't yet.
That's what your letter is.
Just saying I have these questions. I'd be grateful if you'd answer, and in the meantime, please take it off the web. They haven't done that because what I'm doing is I'm creating a paper trail where the judge will look. He'll say, look, I've behaved on the whole pretty reasonably. The other side hasn't. And if the other side in those circumstances had lied, had the lies fairly drawn to its attention, had had a month to get these lies put straight, and had simply refused to tackle it at all, then that's the point at which the judge will award enormous damages. Now, as you know, under the Freedom of Speech Convention, the Constitutional Amendment, you can say what you like about somebody, but if you stray into fact, and you state facts that are not true, and then draw from those facts conclusion about somebody's character, which are strongly adverse to that person, that, even in American law, is libel.
Look, you can't say a public figure is a murderer if they're not.
That's right. And this is much more serious than that because it's going to my professional reputation. It's saying I've gone around the world making these speeches and essentially the whole thing's made up. It's all nonsense. I don't know what I'm talking about, or where I do know what I'm talking about, I'm lying. You can't get nastier than that. And for him simply to refuse to answer my letter, because he basically can't. I mean, it's an unanswerable letter, as you'll see when you see it. It's very detailed, but it's very interesting. It's actually worth dipping into it. It's not a thing to be read in one go. It's too long for that. But it's worth just dipping into it and seeing the staggering dishonesty And I've got all the pictures of my slides and his slides in reply and his statements about me and then my questions to him about why he says the things he says. And in those questions, I convey the information that makes it very plain to the reader exactly how it is and how frequently he has simply lied.
All right. Lord Monckton, amazing. We'll have to watch the aftermath of this. We look forward to getting your paper and publishing it at InfoWars.com. Keep up the great work. Your integrity has been proven in spades. We are routing the enemy. God bless you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too, and God bless America.
All right, we'll be back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Yeah.
We got Jack McClam popping in with some key intel on BP. I had a caller call me, two, three days ago saying Jack McClam's on his show on Genesis saying he has sources, he has a lot in the police and military, because police and military against the New World Order that he's had for more than 25 years now, saying that the Bureau of Land Management went on board and did an inspection and planted a bomb on it and blew it up. I know that BLM was there. I know a strange, unauthorized alteration was made that wasn't permitted and wasn't kosher. The word they used wasn't regulation and wasn't a standard part. And then it happened. And then I did a search on it and found some guy with an oil company saying it. I think Zimmerman Oil and some other sites saying it. So we'll talk to him because I respect Jack McClam and get his intel on that front. Right now, let's go to Michael Taylor, Michael, Kate, Mason, and others. Michael, you're on the air from Canada. Welcome.
Michelle,
I can't read. I'm go ahead.
That's okay. I know my name. Just want to let you know I've been a subscriber to your site and listener for about 3 years. My brother woke me up by saying the word Bilderberg, and one search led to another. But anyway, I'm looking forward to your chemtrail film, too. I was hoping to speak to Mr. Monckton, but anyway, it is about the carbon credits and all that stuff. In British Columbia, our traitor provincial premier, Gordon Campbell, who was an attendee at Bilderberg this year with Peter Mansbridge, our version
and
of your project.
And so was General McChrystal, by the way.
Nice. Yes, actually, I read that this morning. Anyways, he imposed a provincial carbon tax on us about a year and a half ago or so. Now, what I'm curious about is I know that he may be up for federal leadership going to Bilderberg, as did Stephen Harper. But what I'm interested in your take on this is, what do you think his ultimate plan is other than that? Are they going to increase, do you think, the carbon tax? Because this whole carbon thing and the recycling and the whole green movement is really sickening out here with all the tree huggers and everything we have, right? Or do you think they're looking at a federal carbon tax prior to the global carbon tax? And where do you
think? Well, let me tell you. I mean, it varies region to region, and I study this all the time. But if I tell you specifically everything about Canada, you know more than I do. I read the Canadian news. I know that multiple states, namely the one you're talking about, did put this tax in locally. They are adding new gas taxes. They are adding new home inspection rules. The EU has announced that you won't be allowed to have single-family dwellings, period, within 9 years. Within 6 years, they won't be able to be given new permits. I mean, this controls everything. And so take Austin. They can't get the Congress to pass it, even with their oil spill. So Obama says he's just going to implement it by executive order. In Austin, the city council has gotten a UN award. I mean, it was the UN announced on the floor 2 months ago praising Austin when they passed $2.6 billion in taxes on us. Has nothing to do. They just say, it's green. Your power bill went up. It's green. So they're going to rape us every angle they can. Tracker boxes in our cars that tax us. England's already starting it. Texas is already paying drivers to be part of a test program to do it. So, I mean, they're just going to – the sky's the limit. Whatever they can pass, they're going to do. They're going to throw every bit of mud they can against the wall and know that some of it's going to stick, and they never stop. I mean, that's the thing about these crooks. Two different prime ministers have been thrown out in Australia, one just in England over this. And the next person that comes in, whether it's Australia, England, Prime Minister of Canada, you know, 3-4 years ago before he was Prime Minister, he would criticize carbon taxes. Now he's for it. I mean, look at the new Labour leader over in England. You know, he supports it. Look at the new Tory, who's the Prime Minister. He supports carbon tax. This is what the globalists want. This is their whole program. And so I don't know. I mean, it's just whatever they can get, they're going to do.
That's exactly what they've done with the HST here as well, this harmonized sales tax. We've already got a municipal tax, provincial tax, federal tax, now this HST. What it's going to do is give the corporations power to tax everything. This is restaurants, everything you buy, everything you eat to survive. And they're going to pass on the savings to us, of course, my you know what. But this is what they're doing here.
And again, Michelle, what does James Bond say to Goldfinger? He says, do you expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. This is about shutting us down, bankrupting us, and then coming in with the soft kill weapons. I appreciate your call, Michelle. I've got my call is way across the room on a big computer screen, and I guess my eyesight's failing me, so I apologize for calling you, Michael.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Officer Jack McLam, the founder of Police and Military Against the New World Order more than 25 years ago, is our guest in the balance of the broadcast, and I will attempt and probably succeed in going to Taylor, Michael, Kate, Mason, and Esteban while our guest is on with us. But before we go any further, I want to thank the sponsors that made today's radio transmission possible. One of them is ID Stronghold. They've been a sponsor for a while on the websites, but now here on the radio. And they're just wonderful folks. You will just love them. They are industry leaders in RFID blocking technology because your passports and driver's license are national ID cards now, and they have tracker chips that, as the news has shown, anybody can just drive around your neighborhood grabbing this off your cards, even inside your house. You need to have ID Stronghold. They've got wallets, purses, credit card holders, and it blocks it 100%. So visit IDStronghold.com, protect your identity and your information. Go to IDStronghold.com, and that way the government can't scan and read everywhere you're going. We got another sponsor we're trying to get right now who's got underwear that have this metal flake in the fabric, and the naked body scanners can't scan it. I'm going to refuse the naked body scanners when they try to put me through them. But it'd be nice to have this as an added backup as well. Oh, you little government perverts, but I'm digressing. It's important to guard your data, your credit cards, your identity. IDStronghold.com, ID Stronghold, one word, IDStronghold.com. We just love their wallets and other systems there on their site. And another sponsor I want to tell you about is InnerHealth Botanicals, a fantastic company that's been supporting us for years, but that's not why I'm plugging them. I'm plugging them because it's the best superfood out there. 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives your body the energy and minerals and nutrients it needs, not as a vitamin, as a whole food that you then 100% absorb. It even won the best superfood of the 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health ranger. So try their NutriCafe Amazing Coffee, organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Now, that's something you don't see on store shelves. Innerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. And we've got banners up on Infowars.com that link to a special subpage where you get big discounts for being an Alex Jones listener. Innerfood.com or 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. Innerfood.com. Awesome folks. All right, he doesn't need really any introduction. He's a Genesis talk show host here in the evenings and a good guy. Been on with us probably 100 times over the last 15 years. And he's been out there for more than two decades. Most highly decorated police officer in Phoenix, Arizona history. Of course, also a military veteran. He joins us today. Back in the days of the newsletter, he was one of the icons out there, you know, before there was the computers warning police and military with his Operation Vampire Killer 2000 and other publications. And he has the sources. Now, he was the first to report on this. Now I've separately seen a gentleman with Zimmerman Oil talking about it. I've seen other news articles out there by a bunch of publications, saying this is the word. But I wanted to go specifically to Jack McGlam. You know, after we see this footage out of Phoenix, Arizona, of Senator Kyle, and I talked about this with Lord Monckton last hour, coming out and saying, look, I was in a private meeting with Obama, President Obama, and he told me, I'm going to leave the border open as a way to hold the American people hostage with all the crime and murder down there so they'll pass amnesty, which is just legalization. And that's what they're doing. They'll let a crisis go to, they won't let a good crisis go to waste. We know they're blocking all the oil skimmers, blocking the estuary dams, blocking the sand berms. I mean, out there actually blocking it. So we know they're blocking it premeditatedly and using a crisis. So they're now aiding and abetting and becoming part of the event. So that's the same thing as staging it. And we know they gave Anadarko and Halliburton the orders, that's in the Coast Guard testimony, from the people on board to do things that aren't done on oil rigs that they knew would blow up. But more and more, the evidence is that there was an unscheduled change 2 hours before, something that wasn't authorized. And now we'll get that intel from Officer Jack McLam from his sources that obviously will go unnamed because they don't want to get a bullet in the head. That's what he told me during the break. Jack, good to have you on with us.
Good to be on with you, Alex. Thanks for all you do for God and country.
Well, I try, and thank you, sir. Okay, as much as you can tell us, because you've been saying this since really early on, you were the first, what did your intel sources in federal law enforcement, local police, and military tell you about what's really going on in the Gulf?
Well, it's all staged. It's all staged. They had, as you said, very strange, the Bureau of Land Management on there 2 hours before the bomb went off. And they were doing a very uncharacteristic inspection of an oil rig, which the Bureau of Land Management doesn't do. And then 2 hours after they left, the bomb went off and blew up the oil rig. You know, so it was all a false flag operation to help the oil barons make more money and stop the finding of oil in these offshore oil rigs.
Because they're monopoly men, just like BP gets 80% of the Alaskan oil.
Right.
And, of course, they're the big carbon tax pushers. But was this a military source, a police source? Was it one source, multiple sources? I mean, give us an idea.
It was multiple sources.
And let me get my timeline right. When did you first start getting this intel?
Oh, about a month ago. Yeah, about a month ago. And all the people that I talked to and contacted, and they contacted me, are scared to death of being executed if anybody finds out that they talked to me about it. Yeah. And as you say, Zach Zimmerman is the one that put out that the Bureau of Land Management did an uncharacteristic surprise inspection the day the oil rig blew up. And they were on that oil rig. The Bureau of Land Management doesn't do oil rig inspections, but they were on this one, and 2 hours after they left, it blew up. So these sources that have contacted me believe that it was all a false flag operation to also fill the concentration camps. They're talking about picking up 40 to 50,000 people and putting them in these Halliburton concentration camps.
Now, I saw that. And that's all sold, like after Katrina, as if it's a good thing. I remember seeing that a month ago,
yeah.
And then they did deploy the military, and now the EPA is talking about evacuating some areas, and they're now calling it tilt. Reuters and others are reporting that people are getting sick. Two of the workers have died. A captain's committed suicide. So we know they've been lying about the toxicity.
Right.
But my intel is they are at least exacerbating this to get their carbon tax passed, and now Obama, Barry Sitaro, is out promoting that. It's also a smokescreen for the Iran attack they've got geared up. But specifically, you have broken many government documents in the past, literally hundreds of times. The Phoenix memo back in 98 saying patriots and gun owners were terrorists. Just a new version of that we got from law enforcement last year, MIAC and Homeland Security reports. Jack, you have broken a lot of key news, and we respect your sources. But, I mean, any other details that they can that your sources gave you? I mean, were these eyewitnesses, or were they told by other law enforcement? Or give us as much specifics as you can.
Well, they just said that they were in meetings where this was talked about, blowing up this oil rig, and of course, the oil barons are part of the communist Zionist controllers of our nation today, and they were in meetings talking about they were going to blow this thing up. So we had Wachovia, who is owned by Wells Fargo Bank, sell 2.5 million shares 2 weeks before it blew up. Swiss Bank UBS sold 2 million shares, 97% of their stock, and Wachovia sold 98% of their BP stock, and Goldman Sachs sold 44% of their BP stock, and Tony Hayward, the CEO of BP that's been on the news a lot today, sold all of his stock, 1.4 million worth of BP stock, just a couple weeks before the bomb went off. So it's the same as 9/11, brother.
I thought it was 33%, but then I read he had sold even more later. And Goldman Sachs sold 44% of their stock.
Right.
Now, when you talk about Israel involvement, I hadn't really, I mean, federal government, BLM, I mean, this whole combine of interest wanting to push for. But I do see it as a distraction, as Israel and U.S. forces do openly say they may nuke Iran. And, boy, that's just going to be terrible. And then the Iranians say they're going to try to break the Gaza blockade, which is insane. And,
yeah.
We don't want war here. We want all these sides to stop what they're doing. So you specifically talked to sources, law enforcement, military, who were in meetings when they were talking about government blew it up or may have blown it up?
Yeah.
Or they were in meetings talking about how they were going to blow it up.
How they were going to. This was before it happened. And so Halliburton was on that oil rig just hours before it blew up, and the Bureau of Land Management was there too. So one of those organizations planted the bomb on the oil rig, according to my sources.
Wow, I wish those sources could... I would think they'd be in more danger not speaking out. I mean, I can't imagine government or corporate espionage groups having more than three or four people in a meeting where this would be discussed. That's something you'd keep compartmentalized. So.
Oh, yes, it's definitely compartmentalized, but I have contacts. I had a top secret clearance during the Vietnam War and was back on the secret intel bases and made a lot of contacts with intel people.
Weren't you in Cambodia?
No, I never went to Cambodia.
Oh, no, that was Butch Paul was in Black Ops in Cambodia. That's right.
Right, yeah. No, I wanted to, I was 17, 18 years of age when I was, I enlisted when I was 17, and I was the first American 16-year-old that was taken by the Navy divers and taught to use scuba gear and certified in scuba gear in Washington District of Criminals. And so I went to my recruiter, and I told him that I was certified in scuba gear by the Navy divers and wanted to be part of the UDT, the Underwater Demolition Teams. They're called the SEALs today.
Yeah, that's Jesse Ventura, yeah.
Yeah, and they said, the recruiter says, sure, sign here. So I was stupid enough to sign up, and then they put me back in these intel bases in the jungles with a top secret clearance, and it helped because I met a lot of people that were...
No, Jack, we know that. I mean, you've had the premier organization, Police and Military Against the New World Order, and all these sources.
Yeah.
This is pretty big. I mean, I believe you have these sources, and it's amazing to be here talking to you, and you're saying you've got multiple sources who one source, to be specific, who said they were in on a meeting when the government was discussing sabotaging it with an explosive, or two people, or
yeah,
do you
two
have...
people. Two people.
Or okay, and do you have, and you said other sources. I mean, do you have any other intel from what people generally in law enforcement think?
Well, I was called the other day and was told I was going to get an email, and I got an email that Cheney and Bush and Halliburton purchased a oil cleaning firm 2 weeks before the blow up of the oil platform.
Yeah, Boots and Coots. You know, that's confirmed.
Yeah, right. And so I'm getting some good information. It's just, and then now we have a scared BP insider predicted that it was blown up on purpose. You know, we have Dennis Whitney. Now, he didn't give us his name, but we went and traced his IP address back to Dennis Whitney, so he may end up dead, but he's...
Well, that's
scared.
Not too good to
talk. Yeah, he's really scared.
Okay, well, we'll try to...
He's a BP insider, and he said that that it was blown up on purpose, a false flag operation.
Okay, well, they can also IP spoof, so we'll have to look into that. Wow,
yeah.
Jack McLam is our guest. This is just getting crazier by the moment. Well, there's no doubt we're going into tyranny. They're openly talking about shutting the web off. They're openly talking about arresting dissidents. They've got Southern Poverty Law Center reports. The Southern Poverty Law Center called me by my first name. They said, oh, Alex isn't calling for violence, but what he's saying will cause his followers to. I mean, they must really be concerned about us if they're trying to demonize us. I mean, Jack, we've never called for violence, have we?
No, I haven't called for violence, and you haven't either, Alex. And but the Southern Poverty Pimp Law Center is a communist Zionist-led organization, and they hate America just like the ADL hates America, and they want to see it destroyed. So they're doing everything they can to destroy you, me, and everybody they can that's trying to help save America.
Yeah, Jack, my whole issue on that front is... I know what the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL are bad guys. I don't think that, I mean, to use the term Zionist, I don't think everybody that believes Israel has a right to exist, though, is part of the overall New World Order operation. I mean, there are different variants and different groups out there.
That's true, Alex. Very true. Yeah.
I mean, that's another issue, though, is that I know Petraeus is bad news, General Petraeus, known as Petraeus. But this other guy, McChrystal, was fingered as the one that covered up the Pat Tillman murder. We know that was a murder.
That's right.
I mean, it's come out that it was a cover-up in the line. The Army coroners have said it was a murder.
Yeah.
So we have that going on. Shot at a distance, and they came up and shot him three times in the head to make sure he was dead. But then you expand on that. McChrystal is Bilderberg attendee. He is a CFR fellow. And so things must not be going well if a top globalist like McChrystal is removed by Obama. Do you think that was just thin skin, or what's the info you got on that front?
Well, I think that from what I'm hearing, that McChrystal couldn't be trusted. You know, he was siding with America and against the globalist. And so even though he was a CFR and other connections, they say he couldn't be trusted. And General Betray Us, can be trusted 100%, they say.
Yeah, I wonder if he didn't say the right thing at Bilderberg. You know, he was just there 3 weeks ago. It's on record,
right,
that General McChrystal, Stanley McChrystal, was there.
Yeah.
And then meanwhile, they said he fainted. I've seen people have seizures. Betrayus clearly had a seizure.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So they're scared of McChrystal, and so they've gotten rid of him, and he may end up dead, according to my sources.
Well, yeah, he was in the Delta Force. They don't actually like real warriors. They like
right.
People that are having seizures.
That's right.
Yeah, they like fainters, not fighters. Stay there. Let's come back, and of course, your websites will plug that, too. Stay with us.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
JackMcLamb.org. I asked Jack, because he's a big teddy bear. He's a really nice guy. I asked him, I said, why did you give this VP insider that sent you an email's name out? And he said, well, because his name was on the IP address, and the government reads all the email that comes into my office, which, of course, they do. They want to know what law enforcement and military are thinking. That's why if you're going to send an email, folks, you need to send it from a dummy account or something else. And so that's a good point Jack made, that he's trying to protect that person. But who knows? That could have been a spoof name as well. There's all sorts of tricks on the web. When we've gotten law enforcement, military, intel type stuff, we first call, make phone calls, confirm it's accurate, and then we erase all the material. You know, the communications we received. Believe me, you get an FBI document, you call the FBI agent's names up with the control number, they start freaking out. And then you know it's real. Plus, you know how to read this stuff after a while and tell if it's real. But we'll continue to investigate this overall. But Officer Jack McLam is our guest. Don't forget, my websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And don't think just because you're awake to what's happening, your friends and family are. They're ready to be awakened. Now is the time, and it's life and death that we expose this system. Jack, I mean, America finally realizes we're going into tyranny, and you've got all these corrupt special interests that are just in a free-for-all looting this country and other nations. I hope people pray for this nation.
I hope they do, too. I ask them every day on my show to pray for the nation. Yeah. Let me say something, Alex. I'm really happy that you said what you did about there's a lot of good Jews out there, and I have five websites written by millions and millions of Jews against the communist Zionists. We have Jews versus Zionists.wordpress.com. We've got Jews against Zionists.com, JewsNotZionists.org, and RealJewNews.com. And so millions and millions of Jews have gotten together to stand up and talk against the communist Zionists who have been in control of Israel since 1948 and are still in control of them today and are causing all the wars and causing all the violence over there. They created Hamas 20 years ago to bomb them regularly every few weeks. And they created the Hamas organization to bomb them so that they could destroy the Palestinians.
Jack, here's my issue, though, is that I've run into different groups that say Catholics are all evil and run everything, or Jews are all evil and run everything. Uh-huh. I'm just trying to fight the New World Order and trying to get everybody together against the New World Order. And one of those sites you mentioned makes up outlandish things that are 100% false about me. And so, you know, that's my issue, is criticizing Israel and some of the different veins of Zionism, because for me in the research, there's a lot of different flavors of it. You know, that's one thing. And we have guests on that do that. You know, my only other issue is that I've seen from the camp that thinks literally Israel is Beelzebub, I've seen a lot of dishonesty from, you know, those crowds, and just amazing stuff. But there's no doubt Israel is pushing to start a war with Iran, and I'm firmly against that, and I'm firmly against all this aid to all these foreign countries. I believe in what George Washington said. I ran out of time for Taylor, Michael, David, and others. Jack, I really appreciate you coming on to talk about that BP information.
Brother. Well, God bless you so much, Alex, for what you do for our country. My 9 grandchildren thank you, too, brother.
Well, we appreciate you, Jack. Let me say bye to you here at the end of the show.
Okay.
There's some separate stuff I wanted to talk to you. I wanted to ask you how that fellow that snuck into Bohemian Grove that was your webmaster is doing, because they set him up and put him in prison. This is not a bed of roses what we do here, folks. This is really a hardcore situation. Retransmission starts now, Infowars.com. God bless you all. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Great job, crew. Lord Monckton coming up, Judge Andrew Napolitano, and more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.